This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So Prince and I went on a 30-day fast over the month of March, which is our anniversary month at the end. On the 30th, 12th year, whoop whoop! And my understanding of the fast was that we were fasting for the foundation of our marriage. If you go back and listen to part four of my interview with Rod, you'll hear more of my testimony around my marriage. And it was a really difficult fast, not just digestively, if you will, because I was doing only juice, tea, and coffee. No eating at all for 30 days. I didn't chew anything but communion. And Prince, on the other hand, had incorporated nuts, but that's besides the point. As we were going through the fast, every night we would have these conflicts. And now 12 years into the marriage, we have decided upon the truth that God is always dealing with our hearts in conflict. In the beginning of marriage, we often saw conflict as, God, if you would just fix my spouse, everything would be great. But as we matured and after our marriage nearly fell apart, it became rather clear that no matter how much I pointed my finger at my husband as the source of my issues, God's response to me was consistently, Carly, let's look at your heart. And the Bible does say the issues of life flow from the heart. At the end of this life, it's you and him. It's me and him. It's not me and Prince and Jesus, right? And so as we journeyed through this and we kept having to work on these serious and unresolved conflicts in our marriage, we became abundantly aware that we had bitterness and resentment in our heart towards one another individually. And we went into this time of lamenting and mourning. Prince said, 4 or 5 days, we are going to read the book of Lamentations, and the objective is to lament the state of our hearts towards one another. And that rang really true because of what we'd been through in the last 4 years, which was, like I said, really God being like, stop telling me to fix your spouse and let's look at your heart, right? So we went into this time of mourning, and one of the pivotal moments for me was God let me know that I had an idol in my heart. I have a teacher named Todd Edwards who teaches the Bible studies out of Bride Ministries. And he had said a few weeks ago that defensiveness and offense are the fruit of us protecting wrong identity and protecting idols. So when you are offended by something, if you become defensive over something, that's the fruit of an idol. That's the fruit of a wrong identity. And I lived that out because what God pointed out to me one morning is he said, Carly, you continually indict me on charges of not being good because your idol in your heart says, until my marriage is perfect, God's goodness is called into question. His intent for my marriage is questionable. And that was a really hard thing to deal with because, well, he's right. He was right. That's exactly what was happening. And I ended up just telling the Lord, I was even questioning my theology as I was saying this to him, but in the throes of lamenting, I just let it rip. But I had said to him, Lord, I don't want to be married to Prince anymore. You be married to Prince through me. Let this be your marriage to Prince. Because when I'm the one married to Prince, I'm so selfish. I'm selfish. It's, you know, I expect too much. I expect him to always meet my needs. And it's just unrealistic, as much as he may want to do that. It's unrealistic, really, to expect that our spouse is going to always show up perfect for us, be in the perfect mood, respond to the secret things in our mind, intuit our expectations. Just, it's not realistic, you know? And by the end of the fast, we came to a little cottage in Wisconsin, and we were just hanging out. You know, we're going to break our fast at midnight. I was so excited to chew something. But we ended up having a really important heart-to-heart where we were able to talk through some of the things we'd wanted to say to each other over the years, but never really did. And I've talked in the past about the importance of vulnerability and the depth of the truth of the value of being willing to be vulnerable. Is it hit me in a new way, because when we withhold ourselves from our spouses, now I'm not talking about the kind of relationships that are clearly abusive. That's, you know, I'm talking about just standard dysfunction. When we withhold ourselves from our spouses, when we don't share our inner thoughts and feelings, when we manipulate situations instead of being forthright about what we're seeing and what we're experiencing, when we take it upon ourselves to put up a wall so that we don't have to be seen or heard or understood, and we don't have to really see, hear, or understand our spouse, we are actually becoming a stumbling block for their walk with Christ. Because he said, two become one. Now, it doesn't mean that I no longer have my own mind. It just means that me as a person, I benefit his walk with the Lord. And if I withhold myself from him emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, I am inhibiting his walk with the Lord. Because who I am benefits who he is, because Christ in me, right? It's Christ in me. And so I just want to encourage you that self-reflecting with the Lord and in the areas of our heart that are hard to look at is very fruitful. It is good. It's good for your marriage. It's good for your family. It's good for you. It's good for your walk with the Lord. It's not easy, because when we deal with idols, it's not a quick process. There's a lot of grief that comes out when we realize we've put something above the King of Glory in our hearts. But he reveals to redeem. He chastens those he loves. He's a good father. He prunes the vine, and it's necessary.